Good morning and Lord's blessings to all of us. Why don't we all stand to our feet and pray? Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the privilege to sit together. Lord, I don't know how to say this, Lord, but we're here this morning saying thank you for salvation. We could be of those that are this morning out on the golf course, or we could be laying in bed, or we could be doing some evil, wicked things. But Lord, you've called us out of darkness and into this marvelous light. And we simply say thank you for that. Thank you for the wonderful testimonies of your salvation that you're continuing to bring to mankind. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Lord, help us. We ask, Lord, that it might spread out from even from our little group here. It could spread out and our lives would be vibrant. And many others would come to salvation because of what you're doing within us. So give me guidance as I share here this morning. Thank you so much for the children's lesson and the testimonies. Lord, it's just a work from you. We're grateful for that. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, I think we'll do things a bit different this morning than I had planned when I walked in the doors. And let me just explain a bit. We Brother Mark Schmucker was planning to preach this morning, and there's another death out in Indiana, and it didn't work for him to come. And I had been planning to preach next Sunday, and there was a burden that had been stirring on my heart for some time already, for specifically for those that are getting baptized and some of the youth and all that. And after coming in here this morning, I felt like maybe I should just wait till next Sunday to share that, and still do that next Sunday. So maybe I'll do that. And instead of that, there's a scripture that maybe I can share. There's some things that have been going through my on my heart here that maybe I'll share. And then after that, maybe there's a couple of others here that maybe you have an inspiration that the Lord's sort of stirring in your heart, and rather than just having the normal preaching, we'll give you an opportunity as well. So. It's quarter after 11 already, so if I share a little bit, there won't be much time left, but I'm sure there's going to be another 10 people here that would are just waiting to share. So you just sort of prepare, get your mind going a bit here, and maybe you can come and share for 3 minutes just something that you're inspired with, something that the Lord's working in your heart. Just take that opportunity. Then what I had prepared for to preach this morning, I'll just wait till next Sunday and share then. So open your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 20. There's a couple verses here that stood out to me, that sort of jumped out at me a bit, and I've been thinking about it a lot. And it's in Matthew chapter 20, in the middle of the chapter. But before I read it, well, I'll just read it here, and then we'll come back to it. But this is what it says. Is it, in verse 15, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thy eye evil because I am good? Okay, let me just read that again. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I do good? And I was thinking about that verse. You know, I've been thinking about it. And there's a lot, especially younger people, that sit here this morning and they wish they were different than they are. Now, do you relate to that? You know, yeah, maybe you wish you were like so-and-so. You could talk like them. You'd look like them. You'd have, you know, personality like someone else. Or maybe you'd be gifted a little bit different. You know, when I was young, I wished to be like someone else. I really did. I wished there was, you know, there's a couple people that I wished, I can name them, but I won't. I wished to be like them. Even when I became older, I remember when I was about 23 years old, I wished that I could preach like others could. I did, and I sometimes still do. But I've come to the place where I simply accept what God has given, okay? But consider with me what he says here. Is thine eye evil? Or is God looked down on us? God looked down on us, and he looked at Jared, and he looked at Joel, and he looked at Paul, and he looked at Joseph, and he looked at Peter, looked at Larry, he looked at Jonas, he looked at Arlen, and he made you who you were. And often we're not satisfied. And that dissatisfaction, the Bible calls an evil eye. It calls it an evil eye. Now let's, as we think about that, let's just read the whole context. You know, the context relates to giving a reward or giving a gift, but I think it very much applies. As I was reading this and I stopped there and I thought about how that applies to me. How does that scripture apply to me? Let's just look at the context of it all. And we'll just read here. Start reading in Matthew 20, verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. When he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and they saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, why stand ye here all day idle? They said unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. Now, this is talking, in the context, is talking about the every man working, and at the end of their labors, everyone receiving the same. And it's referring to all of us. You know, there's some, like, you know, some of the testimonies here, You know, some people get converted when they're 12, 14, 15 years old. Others get converted when they're on their deathbed, but they all receive the same reward. That's a context. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, "These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us." So it's talking about equality. Okay? It's talking about equality. There's something within the heart of man that looks at others, and we want what others have. We want it all to be equal, right? And we feel like others have been given more than what I've been given. Right? Do you relate to that? You know, we look at others and we feel like others are gifted more. Others have more money. Others have more, you know, you name it. Okay? That's the evil eye. Verse 12, saying that that these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny?" Verse 14, "Take that is thine and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own?" My question is, whose are we? Are we our own? Or are we God's? We are God's, right? Doesn't he have the opportunity and the freedom to give to us what he wants, right? And sometimes we're not satisfied with that. We're not satisfied. We think we ought to be like someone else. And that thinking we want to be like someone else is an evil eye. It's an evil eye. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. I want to leave that with you all. Are you satisfied with what God has given you? Are you satisfied with that? And you have the attitude that I'm going to serve God to the best of my ability with what God has given me. I'm just going to serve him with everything I have. I don't need to be like so-and-so. I don't need to be like all these other people. I'm going to bloom where God has planted me to my very best. Is thine eye evil because my eye is good? That's what Jesus said. So, I think what we'll do is it'll just be open. Jared, you can close then. But it'll just be open. You all just come up here. I mean, I know there's at least 10 or even 15 men here that are just waiting to share. So just come. I mean, don't make a big gap. Just be ready to jump up out of your seats and just come up, share, whether it's 2 minutes or 5 minutes. Just come and share.